to go over to London in the United Kingdom to study Shakespearean acting at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. It was a month over the summer of 2007. I originally wanted to do it because when I was a sophomore, in the fall, I took a class that was Shakespearean acting, and I just thought it was great. It opened a lot of new things about Shakespeare and theater that I hadn't known before, or just things I wanted to explore more. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to expand those horizons and learn more than I have the opportunity to learn here, even though I learned a bunch in my class. I have a professor who had gone to RADA in the past, and he loved it, so I decided that that'd be a great thing to do, and it's a very renowned place. We had class every day from 10 to 6, and it was based around skills classes such as voice and movement and stage fighting with weapons, and then stage fighting with just your hands. There was speech, there was acting verse, and then those are all the different teachers. And with one teacher, you would just have rehearsal where you would just focus on specific Shakespearean scenes and monologues for the course of the month. You'd work with this teacher several hours every day. It was really great. My favorite teacher was the teacher that I had a rehearsal with, this man named Andrew Wyshynewski, who was just one of the most brilliant people I've ever met. He was originally born in Poland, but then he grew up in Italy for a lot of the time, and then moved back to Poland for a while, and then ended up in the UK. And it was all these different languages. He's just done theater on, I think, about 3 different continents, and he had his own company for a very long time called the Cherub Company, which he ended up giving over to some younger person because he's very much about youth having their own stake in art. And he was all about following the thoughts of Shakespeare and connecting with the text in that way, and about bringing the urgency to such things. He was very smart and very, very capable. I guess a lot of what they focus on is that sense of urgency that I mentioned earlier. Urgency and intention. They're very big on creating the world that Shakespeare lives in at RADA, how every play has sort of its own vernacular, in a sense, its own language that it draws on. For example, Measure for Measure, which I did a soliloquy from, deals a lot with ideas of law and religion, because one of the major conflicts in the play is a very righteous man ended up essentially falling into lust with a nun and trying to use his power to make her sleep with him. And they draw a lot on finding these words that really key into the world and the mind of the characters, and using these to really just create the world for yourself. And then once you see the world in your mind and you really feel that, then you can create it for others. And then that's where sort of theater happens, when you create the world in front of the audience. Part of why I really loved my primary teacher, Mr. Wyshynewski in RADA, was he and I both really love Shakespeare and the cultivation of newer plays. So it's just the idea of keeping modern theater theatrical. I'm interested in how, new plays develop and the different trends that you see. And I think a lot of newer plays try to mimic film more than they try to live in the world of theater. And so Shakespeare is sort of the blueprint for great theater, so it's finding the way to transmute that into modern-day things. Because of Hollywood, it's obviously made theater have to struggle more, I guess. It's just been an art that's always struggled, like all the arts, really, but it's had to define its own ground more, and I think it lost its way. I think we see a lot of plays now that try to make themselves theatrical by ways that aren't interesting. Plays rely heavily on just one character speaking to the audience, but not discovering anything new, but relating old stories. Whereas in Shakespeare, when people talk to the audience, they're figuring something out. It starts with a problem and it ends in a conclusion most of the time in a soliloquy. And I think we sort of miss that sense of urgency that they talk about in RADA in new plays, because they tend to be reflective and not active, and they don't deal with the big things that people like Shakespeare have dealt with. Something that my Shakespeare teacher at Case says is, in an era when a lot of theaters closed down, Shakespeare summer festivals and things like that thrive, because that's how people can connect to theater. They can thrive on that. And I've done a few shows in our Black Box for the Players Theater Group and the Eldred Main Stage, which is the theater, what is the actual theater department runs, and it's directed by professors. One of those was a Shakespeare show, actually. Me and a couple of my friends came up with this idea to do Macbeth in the Black Box, and we did it with a cast of like 7 people. That was tough because like me and one of my friends both directed it and acted in it, which was a daunting task. Most recently I was the assistant director for the Glass Menagerie. Been in Much Ado About Nothing, which is another Shakespeare, The Philadelphia Story, 6 Characters in Search of an Author, Lysistrata in the Black Box. I worked on the graduate student production of Heartbreak House at the Cleveland Playhouse. I was the assistant stage manager and assistant director there. I think I'd like to focus mainly on directing and writing new plays, or focusing on Shakespeare in some way. And I would hope that I would be doing something innovative in some way, something interesting, something that the actors like to do and the people like to see. I do very much appreciate the support that I got from the ELF, because there is no way that I ever would have gone to the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art otherwise. And it was just a great experience, just culturally, and a learning experience. And it's the kind that I'm very fortunate to have, and I don't know if I'll ever have again. It was just a very unique, once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing that ELF opened the door for.